听力课堂，听 class.com。
Just Vocabulary's Power Hour is 60 minutes of just vocabulary. No intros, no outros, and no commercials. 1 hour is just $2.50. 5 power hours for just $10. Go to justvocabulary.com for more information. And today's two words,
potable
and
resourceful.
Our first word for today is
potable.
After the earthquake, the tap water was not potable.
Potable.
There were too many potables to choose from at the bar, and Lisa couldn't make a choice.
Potable.
The mountaineer survived 6 days on a mountain and 3 days without any potable water.
Potable.
Potable is spelled P-O-T-A-B-L-E.
Potable.
And what does it mean? Something that's potable is suitable for drinking. If a liquid is potable, it means it's safe to drink, it's drinkable. Potable comes from the late Latin potabilis, which means to drink. In my second example sentence, there were too many potables to choose from at the bar. Okay, some synonyms: drinkable, usable, uncontaminated, or fresh. And two antonyms: impotable or polluted. Okay, that was our first GRE word. Our second one is
resourceful.
Resourceful. Phil's boss was very impressed by the way Phil resourcefully handled a difficult situation and made it work to the company's advantage.
Resourceful.
The company hired Phil because he's very resourceful and adept at problem solving.
Resourceful.
Children can be very resourceful at creating new games when left to their own imagination.
Resourceful.
Resourceful is an adjective, and it's spelled R-E-S-O-U-R-C-E-F-U-L.
Resourceful.
What does it mean? Someone who is resourceful is able to deal effectively with different situations. They're having the necessary resources to adapt to different situations and effectively solve problems. A resourceful mind deals successfully with externally imposed problems or limitations. Describing someone as resourceful is a more sophisticated way of saying that the person thinks outside the box. Okay, some synonyms: adroit, imaginative, or inventive. And two antonyms: dim-witted or unimaginative. Great, we can do a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
ineffable? Ineffable.
Something that's ineffable is unable to be described in words. It's inexpressible, indescribable, or unspeakable. And here's an example sentence. David Attenborough's Planet Earth shows the ineffable beauty of our planet.
Ineffable.
But ineffable can also refer to something that may not be uttered. It's forbidden to mention the name. Example, in ancient Egypt, the pharaoh was so sacred, his name was ineffable.
Ineffable.
And that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. You can always send me an email via info@justvocabulary.com. And today's winner of $5 is Felix from Italy. Felix Gonzalez. Congratulations.